I better not get out too fast and let him get out on that road. If he do, car hit him, he gonna pay for the car. And they call that a lane where the fence on each side. Go into somebody's house. Or
a lane leads up to someone's house?
Someone's house. Sometimes a lane will lead to another road. Lead, you can say, I go through this lane to the other road. Well, it's mostly a lane. So.
What about a road in town? You'd call that a...
The streets in town, to give them a name, there has to be a street.
Mm-hmm.
A street, or it's an alley. Now, alley, it leads between two houses, a bunch of houses, what they call an alley. The ones what the automobiles run on and got names, they streets.
Little Paul, you mentioned a sidewalk. Is there an old-fashioned name for sidewalk? Do you ever hear anyone call it anything but sidewalk?
Nothing but sidewalks.
What about the strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street? Do you ever hear that called anything?
Between the sidewalk and the street, the shoulder of the road, that's all I know.
Uh-huh.
The shoulder of the streets, that's all they ever say.
Mm-hmm.
Be the shoulder of the side of the streets.
Say if you were walking along a road and an animal jumped out and scared you, you'd say, I picked up a
rock, a stick,
and I
jumped at him, or scared him away,
uh-huh.
Hit him if he's close enough.
And if you went up to someone's house and knocked on the door and no one answered, you'd say, well, I guess they're not.
They must be gone or not at home.
Uh-huh. And if you went into town and happened to see a friend of yours that you hadn't planned to see, you said, this morning I just happened to run
up on a string, somebody I wasn't expecting to see, and I was lucky enough to run up on such a sick person the day in town.
Uh-huh.
And it surprised me because I wasn't expecting it.
Uh-huh. And if the little girl's given the same name that her mother has, you'd say they named the child
after her mother.
Uh-huh. And something that people drink for breakfast, you call that?
Coffee.
Okay. And if you wanted some coffee but there wasn't any ready, you'd say, I guess I have to go.
Make some coffee.
And talking about putting milk in your coffee, you'd say some people like it.
With milk, some people don't like it. Some people like the coffee with milk, and some don't like it with milk. Some just like straight black coffee.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for straight black coffee?
No, there's no other name, but it's a reason why people drink straight black coffee and then they drink it with milk. Straight black coffee, that sugar, to tell me if you're drunk, you can't eat it. Make you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
But this other, when you put milk and stuff in, it's just a habit you done formed, and just have a taste for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good to do you. I don't believe it do you no good, which I don't drink either more.
Uh-huh.
The whiskey, coffee, and beer, nothing else.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear drinking coffee barefooted? Did you ever hear people say that?
Uh-uh.
And you might tell a child, now, you can eat what's put before you, or you can do...
I doubt it.
And, say if you were real thirsty, you might say, I went over to the sink and I poured myself a...
I drawed myself a glass of water.
And
dipped me a glass of water.
And you might ask me, how much water have you...
drank?
And I might say, well, two glasses.
I drank two glasses of water, a quart of water, a pint of water.
And you'd say, that glass fell off the sink and did what?